It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
Well, not sure if we're live.
We are. I went and found us on the Facebook.
I just can't see messages again.
Are you fucking serious?
Are people chatting it up? Because I don't see. Oh, I see Facebook user.
Right.
Hello. 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 Hi, Shannon. How come I can see some people?
I think it depends on where they're looking from, like where they're watching from. Because I'm watching it from our page.
Facebook page.
Yeah. So I wonder if it depends on where they're watching the video from, which if that's the issue.
So if that's the issue, I'll stop posting it on my personal profile.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I think when they're commenting from your personal, I think that's what we see Facebook. I have no idea who's commenting from your personal.
That's weird. So weird. Anyway.
So we'll have to stop cross-posting.
We'll stop putting it on the Facebooks all over the place. Mm-hmm. I just thought, maybe we'll try it. We'll try it. It doesn't hurt to try. But
because it still says on here, it still says we don't have anybody watching us. But obviously we do. But on
at least six people.
But on Facebook, I'm looking on our page, and there isn't a viewer bubble. So I have no fucking clue. No fucking clue.
Anyway.
It's fine. I would expect nothing less.
Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. This is your Wednesday night conversation. This is season 9, episode 15, halfway through the season, and the last show of 2020. Yeah. And we're both wearing creations by Wigs of a Kind.
We are.
This one is beautiful. So beautiful. I love the one that Freddie is wearing too.
Mine got slightly squished. Because I had it in the box because I didn't have anywhere to put it yet. And when I pulled it out, because it was like I wasn't mad at it. So I was like, oh well, let me tweak it just a little bit. So
that's cute though. I like it.
Instead of like the big swoop, like I'm not mad at what I did with it. So I'm okay with it.
Marissa's okay with it. And Marissa, thank you for checking on YouTube as well. I appreciate it. Because I don't know what the heck is going on.
I don't know.
But thank you, Shannon. Thank you. Hi, Mimi. Thank you. Marissa, does it show hearts? It does.
Look at that. Oh man.
Thank you all for being here. Before we dive in though, let me say thank you to our Patreon supporters. We have 16 of them. We have Allison, Best and Brandon, Cassandra with one S, Cassandra with two S's, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, Shelly, and Sassy C. Diaz. A special thanks to our friends and supporters, Cassandra with 1S and Patricia Mason, for taking a deeper plunge.
We like going deep.
Yes. So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I don't even know what fucking day. What Christmas was Friday, right?
You know, so, and we talked about it before last show, and I totally like spaced it on Thursday thinking, oh, you know, I have time to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
No, whoops.
No, like I'm so off on my days. Like, I don't even know. But so Christmas was Friday, and that was interesting for me. It was kind of hectic. It was a little bit crazy because, you know, I'm navigating a relatively newish kind of poly relationship. So that meant four kids, one of them who had a birthday in the same day.
Oh, that's right.
And my partner's ex, who was also there, which, because, you know, he's been a part of the kids' lives and whatever. So he was there as well. And he was there the entire time. We did tamales for Christmas Eve. He was there.
Oh, so did she find some?
Yeah, at Food City.
Oh, good, good. Good.
And then Christmas Day, like Christmas morning, is like Christmas, and then the rest of the day is the kid's birthday because, you know. And we had a movie theater all to ourselves. My partner rented one of the AMC movie theaters. We went and saw A Christmas Story with everybody, and that was. So the joys of like things like co-parenting and poly relationships is in this movie theater was myself, my partner, the four kids, her ex-husband, and her ex-boyfriend. Yay, poly! Always a good time. But I think I did a pretty damn good job with gifts, considering I've really only like really known the kids for a couple of months. The boys were wearing their sweatshirts around constantly, like all fucking day. Like everybody, I think I did good. I gave her youngest daughter, my old Kindle, because she's always reading and, you know, watching videos and stuff like that. And it's always on her phone, which has a cracked screen and is kind of a piece of shit. So I gave her my old Kindle. She has not put that Kindle down since she opened it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was good. I did, you know, and I got good feedback from, you know, all the other kids. So I'm feeling good about it. And I was able with my gift giving for a lot of my gifts. I got a pendant for my partner from Joan. I got her a piece of art from Unicorn Color Therapy, and I got her a set of earrings and a pin that were handmade by Geneva Convention in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
So, right. So I was able to like support local artists, some queer artists. So I was feeling very good about that. I was good. But I made lasagna from scratch, which, oh my God, that's such a pain in the ass. But
how long did that take you? Because we were talking about that the other day.
It took a while because, like, I made the sauce and stuff the day before. So I made the sauce. The sauce was in the fridge. I made the pasta dough, but I hadn't rolled it out yet because you can't, otherwise it dries out. So between rolling, because what you have to do is it has to be done really quick. So it's like I'm rolling the pasta. You throw it in boiling water for only like a few seconds. And then you rinse it and then you lay it down and then you put the, so I had to like, it was a
quick process then.
It was crazy though, because it was like, roll the pasta, throw it in the thing, drain it, put it down, put some stuff, make another sheet of pasta. Cause you couldn't make all the pasta at the same time because otherwise it gets all weird. So it was like, yeah, it was crazy, but everybody seemed to like it. Almost most, you know, folks had 2-3 helpings. So I think they're okay with eating it the day after. So,
as a step parent, I do understand the feeling of when they eat your cooking, and you're like, yes, 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 yes. You're like, there's like little fireworks that go off on the inside.
They've already, like, it's already been known. And my partner's been fired from the kitchen, essentially. And if she tries to cook anything, I'm supposed to like supervise. So the kids like my cooking for the most part. There's a, you know, a couple picky ones, but that's fine. But everybody else is good with my cooking. So I'm gonna call that a win.
Wow.
Yeah.
So these really good dishes take about 2 to 3 hours. How long did it take you to make the lasagna?
Well, the total process was probably at least 2.5 hours, including the baking time. Like, it was at least 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will have to have, well, I spend a good amount of time in the kitchen. That's not going to be a problem for me. It's the other people that get anxious and want things right away because they're so used to things going whoop
in the microwave.
Yeah. So
whatever, Shannon.
Are we going to start a Freddy's Treats delivery system going on here?
If I'm going to do that shit, people better be ponying up the money because daddy's broke. Fuck.
Christmas. My Christmas was good. I typed out everything so that I wouldn't forget because you know how I am. So
I'm the sure joys, I'm something. I don't know.
It's fine. The joys of being a glam parent is I get to watch Lily open gifts. Though she was not awake when we first got up, because you know, we get up early anyway. Scott was so excited that he woke her up. And woke everybody else up to open presents. My gifts came a little early, and I got to enjoy them throughout the weekend. I got a Drink Works machine by Keurig, and what I'm going to say has confused people for the last few days or week or so. It is a Keurig that makes cocktails. I will say that again.
I don't see the, between the coffee and the cocktails, I don't see the fucking point. I just don't. I'm like,
it's a Keurig machine that makes cocktails. So it comes with pods, but the pods are bigger than, wider than the regular Keurig machine. And it has like a CO2 thing where it kind of like makes its own. So like if you have fizzy drinks, like with Sprite or whatever in the thing, then it makes its own. The only thing that I was like, oh, it doesn't make a full glass. It doesn't make a full glass, but the drinks are a little bit stronger. Yeah, so I'm trying different flavors. I got the sampler. If you want to see me try a couple, I put some on my Facebook page. and I can share it to the Let's Have a Fifi page. I might do that anyway. But they're good. There are a couple that have been kind of like it tastes like gin. I don't do the gin and tonic-ish kind of things that have like that bitter taste, make you
now
sounds like
how so one pod takes a snowman. So, what the hell are you talking about, Missy?
You look like a snowman.
Do you have your glasses on? What are you even talking about? Oh my god. So one pod makes not even a full glass?
No. And Jeremy Bright was on the live and joked that, you know, only fancy people drink, you know, the bottom of the glass kind of. I was like, well, I'm not trying to be fancy. I need this whole glass to be full. But it's good. I like it. I like to drink while cooking. So that's enough for me to drink while I'm cooking. I don't need to be sloshed by the time dinner's ready.
Misty, I think you're smoking something.
Like a fancy snow person? I did that last week.
Hi, she's got to be high. Are you watching like this week's or are you still watching Felicia last week?
Like, I was a snow person last week.
Correct. I'm in black. Like, what do you... I have black facial hair and a black, blue, and green wig on. Like, what? It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, speaking of Missy, real quick, I still have the cats. They're in my bedroom.
Still. Let's see what else for Christmas. Oh, for Christmas, Brandon McGill released the Queen of Pentacles picture of me for the Terra project. I wonder if I can share it. Can I share it on here?
You can try. It looks really good.
Okay, how do I do that?
So while you're doing that, so Felicia tells me that
explain that.
Like a few pieces, and I'm like, okay. And she's don't say anything until you get them all because they're not going to make sense until you get them all. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay. So the first thing shows up, and I open it, and it's this little like fake plant, and I'm like.
Okay.
This is great. Okay. So I wait.
And I said, don't worry about it. It's very weird. Don't worry about it. But the rest
will
come. And
then the second thing comes in, it's a bath pillow. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. So now I have this little fake plant and a bath pillow.
So it starts to make sense to me. And then...
And then I get this other thing. So then the next one comes and I open it and I'm like, and my partner looks at it and she's like, because what it is it's this towel rack thing that has two hooks on it and it's a canoe with a bear and a moose sitting in it. And so, I'm like, I guess this is cute. I don't know. And my partner's like, does Felicia even watch your show?
So I hadn't heard from him and I knew it got delivered. And so I said, do you like your gift? And he goes, yeah, I love the moose and the bear. And I'm like, the fuck? What are you talking about? And he's like, the moose and the bear. And then sends me a picture of it. And I'm like, oh no, that's not what I sent you. I mean, I think
you said everything was going to be weird, so I didn't question it. I was like, maybe there's a method to her madness. I don't fucking know. I don't.
I was like, she meant to send it.
And then she's like, well, no, that's not what I ordered. And I was like, oh, there's some like dude in a cabin somewhere that's missing his rustic moose and bear like bathroom fixture. I don't know. I felt
like, oh, that's cute, but that is definitely not what I ordered, because I would have never ordered that for you. So I had to return it. And now we're doing some weird thing where we're trying to exchange it to make sure that it gets to its rightful owner and that he gets the right thing. So I had to like, with everything going wrong at that moment, I had to be like, this is what you're getting next.
Right.
And if that doesn't show up, then you either fucking keep it or we'll have to go through this process again.
The picture I posted today of me in the bathtub, Felicia got me the tray thing for the bathtub with the little plant that was there. That was hers as well. And then the bath pillow, you couldn't see that because that was behind me. But yeah, that was Felicia's gift to me, and it was so awesome.
I was like, oh, a spa. You need a little spa, but you don't really fit in your tub. I didn't realize that.
And the tray almost doesn't fit in my tub because I don't have like a shower curtain. I have the sliding glass.
Oh, I thought you had a curtain.
And I thought at first that it wasn't going to fit. And I was like, oh, fuck. But if I move it closer, like not under the faucet, but closer to the faucet, it fits right there. So I was concerned for a bit. But no, it fits. It's good. It's fine. And the other thing that's coming will go with the whole like steampunk thing that I'm working on, you know, making my...
I mean, I was trying, you know, to...
I mean, I thought the bear and the moose. I thought there was a reason for the bear and the moose. I don't know. I don't question things all the time. I'm just like, look, there's a bear and a moose in a canoe. Maybe Felicia's the moose and I'm the bear. I don't know. I'm like, I don't.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
I don't.
I thought you were playing games at first. I was like, I didn't order that. I was like, maybe somebody on your wish list decided that that was cute. Yeah. But I can't imagine you having that on your wish list.
Why would that be on my wish list? I don't have a moose or bear anything on my wish list. So,
and I know that. So
that's definitely not like the ambiance that I'm going for there.
I was like, oh.
Cabin chic thing.
Because at first he was like, oh, I love what you're trying to do here. The rustic spa or something. And I was like, so I had to go back and make sure I didn't order the wrong thing because I have done that before.
Were you looking
but at I did
think about it and you go clicking through things and you hit the yeah no mm-hmm.
I've especially on Amazon because it'll say oh you wanted this and then you say so yes glad things are being taken care of.
Hey,
hopefully
Gail's watching us naked.
Oh wow,
I'm here wow. for
her. Oh, you're I mean, self-care, self-love. Yes, that's what we're here about. Let's see if I can put this on the screen. How do I share this? Share this screen.
Are you still trying to do that?
I stopped talking because I didn't want to like put it on the screen while you were talking.
Oh, that you could have. That's totally fine.
Let's see. Is it sharing it? No, it hides it first. Thanks.
There we go.
So that's the Queen of Pentacles by Brandon McGill.
Yeah.
Also, the Queen of Coins is her name too, but I don't have any of those.
All right, I'm still bitter that I didn't get picked for this project, so it's fine.
Oh, don't be bitter. I mean, it's not like he's not going to do any more.
Whatever, it's fine. It's totally fine.
So that was. Do you need to see it again? I'm so sorry. I took it off. I like it. Took it off like everybody had seen it. Just...
No, I thought everybody did see it.
You don't follow me?
Who are you? What are you even seeing?
I said, oops. I saw oops.
I didn't. No, that was. No, that's about Gail being naked.
Oh, well, Gail, look at me naked. Covered in construction paper. You're welcome. That visual for you.
Oh my god.
What else do I have? Yeah.
In our unboxing. So Felicia got new wigs. I got new wigs, which I'm very excited. This is one of
I'm not gonna wear the pink one until I find an outfit for it.
Because you have nothing pink.
I may have been on Amazon earlier. You don't know me. Anyway, before this show, our show, I was on a virtual show, not actually, for Drake Jensen, and that went over well.
Nice.
Got the peeps watching.
Nice.
So, that's about it for my weekend. I've just been chilling.
We're
about to go into 2021.
We are. God, like, this is crazy. I don't know what happened. March took 3 years, and then the last 3 months were over in 3 weeks. I'm not sure. Like, it was weird.
I mean, I got festive, I got happy, and then it was over, and I was like, damn.
Yeah. So we figured that instead of my usual tip, I figured we'd talk about some of the good things and some of the not so good things and just kind of recap some of the stuff that happened with both of us this year and some, you know, little tips and tricks to not be a fucking tool tomorrow night.
Oh, I added to the list. It's down.
Oh, good. Okay. So some good things that happened in 2020. I met someone new literally right before the pandemic.
That was like kind of fucked up. I was
literally
like,
right before the pandemic. It was, we had our first date on Friday the 13th.
I was like, congratulations. Oh, we going in lockdown.
Right. Yeah. Literally, our first date was Friday the 13th in March. And then we were able to see each other like one more time in person for a small game night. And then everything went to shit. And we spent 6 months not being able to see each other at all, basically. So it was great because we were forced to get creative with like dating and stuff during a pandemic. So, and it forced us to be in a position where we actually had to talk to each other and get to know each other. So that was a good thing. There are a few people that I've been talking to throughout the pandemic, like friends that were friends before, but I think now we even have a stronger bond. Was able to get out of town one time, went to Jerome, and we still stayed very responsibly distanced, wore our masks everywhere, all that good stuff. But it was nice to be able to just, you know, after almost the entire year, it was like almost 8 months of you know, being in my
locked house. Up.
Like, it was nice to, you know. I did some great story hours.
As did I. I also did this year was the first year that I did a national story hour.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get invited to one of those too, but they seem to kind of trend more towards the queens on those and not so much the kings, which is kind of unfortunate, but.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. It's
fine. Teddy Michael and I had the opportunity to present our trans ally from Allies to Accomplices Leaping into Action presentation a few times over the year at a couple different conferences and stuff. And we have more opportunities coming up, I think. So I'm really excited we were able to actually get that moving and get that off the ground. And we've had a few people reach out to us about doing it more. So I'm all about that.
I might have a couple people that you need to be in contact with.
Yes. Yes. And if anybody wants to, you know, if you have a work thing or whatever, and you want us to do if you want us to do our workshop, let us know. We are very reasonably priced.
And the presentation is not like mundane or boring.
No, we're very good. We're very good.
Because I've been in some.
Beat the child, Shambrika. Beat her. Beat her. Let's see. I got more heavily involved in a couple different organizations. Mm-hmm. I finally figured out how to wear contacts, even though it still takes me forever to put them in. I can do it now. I think I came up with some pretty badass looks for some of my videos. I got pretty good at video editing. I'm no pro by any means, but I think I did a pretty good job. I think Felicia can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed to pay off a credit card. So yay for adulting.
That is a major accomplishment. As a person that has done that a couple times, it is so relieving.
Yeah.
So relieving. Yes, don't spit out the wine.
What were some of the good things that happened to you, Felicia?
Let's see. Where did I put it?
Down.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Together, we all nearly raised $5,000 for nonprofit organizations, most of them Black-led organizations. Mm-hmm. I wrote them out because some of their names are like too long and I can't remember everything. Like the Foundation for Black Heritage and Culture. That was one of the first ones that I did. Black Mental Health Alliance. It has a longer name, but that's the name I'm giving it today. Brown Girls Do Ballet. And that was a good one too. They even reached out to me to thank me, which was so phenomenal. And then we raised money locally for like Drag Story Hour Arizona, Joshua Tree Feeding Program, and Southwest Center for HIV AIDS. Mm-hmm. I think that this is a very decent, very good thing. Growing our Patreon community to now 16 patrons.
I'm not mad about it.
When we had like barely five, like a year ago.
Right.
I created and edited my first virtual performances, and I have some that are still sitting on my computer that I haven't edited yet because editing takes a while. And let's see, what else? Participated in my first mental health summit with the Be Daring Foundation and was a part of it, talking about the blog post that was talking about my anxiety and all that when it came to COVID-19. Reconnected with family and friends, getting to know my husband and family a little bit better. Annoyed at times, but decent for the most part. and I can say this is a brownie point for me because I successfully cooked Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. I didn't burn anything. That's a good thing. Another decent thing that happened was we moved during a pandemic to a nice place that I take baths in frequently. I'm loving the space that I'm in. You're folded up nicely like an envelope.
Yeah. What were some of the not so awesome things?
Okay. So which way should I go? Should I start from the bottom, work my way up?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wrote a list that is the title of this episode. It's decent, horrible, and worst. So those were all the good things that I could remember off the top of my head earlier this afternoon. But we also had some things that didn't go right. So horrible. Not the worst, but could have been worse. I had surgery on my butt.
Definitely not awesome.
The recovery was not fun. The surgery took less than 20 minutes, but it took 6 to 7 weeks to fully get somewhere where I didn't feel
You're still having issues, though. Like,
yes, and I have come to realize in this beautiful world that not all health professionals are kind and willing to help you. Mm-hmm. And in essence, being a huge pain in my ass. The irony in it, I don't know. And during the pandemic, having to deal with death, the pandemic itself, mm-hmm. and other things put like a strain or a huge surge on my mental health. So there were some trying times, yes, where I could have lost it. Completely, including to the worst. My mother-in-law was in a car accident and then died unexpectedly. I'm trying not to cry, sorry. In March, and tomorrow's her birthday. Yay, Happy New Year. I still feel like I'm sort of in this like denial bubble where we keep saying we miss her. And I feel like she's like on some long vacation. She's going to walk out somewhere and say, gotcha. That's what I feel like. Anyway.
Felicia.
And the biggest thing that affected all of us and people being out of jobs and all this, we're fighting over if we should get $600 or $2,000 when every other country was getting up to $4,000 a month. Anyway.
A month. It's like one and done. Like a month. Fuck this country. Fuck all of it. Ugh.
Anyway, the world was impacted by COVID-19. Nearly 19.6 million cases of COVID reportedly here in the United States.
Oh, it'll hit 20 million by
yes.
New Year's, uh-huh. for sure.
With more than let's just say that it's about 340,000 deaths. Mm-hmm. And I read an article about people running out of space in their areas, mm-hmm. like where their parents want to be buried or where their siblings or whoever want to be buried. The space is running out. That's yeah. heart-wrenching. Yep. Nearly 82.3 million cases worldwide excuse me, and more than 1.8 million deaths worldwide. How we're not thinking that this should be more serious, like places like Florida, I don't know. But watching it slowly impact my circle
it's rough.
It's one of those things that's still attacking my mental health. And you have to tell yourself, I'm okay. We're good. And, but the world halted for at least 2 to 3 months, at least on this side of the world. Other places are still on lockdown.
Had a lockdown, not for real.
Yes, really.
We never did. We never did.
Semi. With all that happening, the one that's was bad for me too was Miss Sassy Cat died the day before Halloween, and last night I had an emotional little weird evening. A piece of like her a knot of hair showed up, and I was like, I'm gonna keep this. And everybody at home seemed to be okay with that, because I was like petting it for a minute, and it was
weird. Okay, wow.
It's because I missed her. Lord. But I think, hi Terry, I think that 2020 could have been better. I think that had leadership stepped in, and if you look back, we could have been one of the leading countries to help resolve all of this. Absolutely. even as the numbers continue to grow, we could have been number one in telling people stay home, wear a mask, you know, making it feel like we're being told that this is how you feel safe.
Yep.
And we totally did not get.
Oh, this is a massive failure. This is everything.
And now,
yeah,
Trump is trying to rush everything.
It's a Hail Mary. It's a fucking Hail Mary.
And I'm like, dude, you have 4 years. You're like the person that has like four weeks to do a project. And then you're like, oh, the last week, I'm going to just go ahead and do it.
So. It's a Hail Mary. It's fucking stupid. Let's see, some not so good things that happened to me. I mean, there were good things that happened. On the flip side of that though, my dog Bruce had two vet visits in March that were about a week apart. One, was for an ear infection that required surgery. He still has a permanent hole in his ear. And then he had to go back like a week later, because he was attacked by my neighbor's dog. And then my poor boy can't catch a break. It was Christmas night, actually.
Oh, wow.
He was freaking out because there were fireworks happening all over the place, even though he was drugged. Like, I gave him so much Benadryl. He was drugged, but he was still freaking the fuck out. He managed to get out of his crate,
which was
not good because my partner's dog was out and they don't get along. Well, her dog keeps trying to eat Bruce. So that was fun. We broke up a dog fight. There was blood everywhere. Bruce's other ear is now all like chewed up. My poor dog is just a mess. He looks like he's like a fighting dog, and he's such a. My poor boy has had a rough year. Nationals was canceled. I was supposed to step down in March. That didn't happen. Austin International Drag Festival was canceled. Wild Wild West Con and the Ren Fair were canceled. Phoenix Fan Fusion was canceled.
All things that were involved.
I'm involved in one way or another. All of it done. I lost my pup Sparky. The old man went downhill real quick. In September, he was diagnosed with lymphoma, heart disease, you name it, and it was only a couple of weeks, and but he was old, but it's still rough, you know. I mean, it sucks. Even if they are old, losing a pet is awful. It's fucking awful. And I only had him for 4 years, but there was like, there's a thing behind that too. Like he belonged to my friend Dylan. So there was like, oh, like it was, yeah.
And then,
it was rough. Having basically like no drag income, my savings that I was using for nationals is pretty much all but depleted. Because I still have to pay for things like storage and, you know, and stuff like that. So my, without having any drag income, my national savings is pretty much empty at this point. Which really fucking sucks. Drag Bingo and Cats was canceled. There's that too. Nothing, you know. I tried to be an adult and put the first stimulus check. I tried to put that aside. Because I was trying to like, I'm like, you know what? I'm fortunate. I have a job. You know, I'm one of the lucky ones. My job wasn't affected, so I'm gonna take this stimulus and I'm gonna put it aside and I'm gonna use it for something that makes sense. Whether it's, you know, something, whatever. You know, I'm gonna put it aside. It's gonna go into savings. And then I ended up having to spend it on new tires and Sparky, which required 2 vet visits. Ridiculous. That were extraordinarily expensive. Expensive medication and then cremation. So there went that savings. That was gone. I ended up having to basically live with my partner for a month because I had no fucking bathroom. That was awesome. not that it, like, when it, like, and it was one of those things where I'm so incredibly grateful for her, but it was one of these, like, we had only been seeing each other in person for a couple of months. And all of a sudden I'm like, fuck, hey, I'm going to come stay in your house for a month. Like it was, but we didn't kill each other. So that's also a good thing, right? Like that's good. Right. Like we were able to actually spend a month together and we didn't kill each other. Like that's good.
Yeah.
And I think the worst thing for me, well, one of the, I mean, besides some of the other stuff, but like one of the worst things for me is this year was watching people that I thought I respected being extraordinarily selfish, people that were supposed to be leaders in their community doing dumb shit, being reckless, and then people getting sick because of it. And that shit, that has blown my mind this year. Like the watching people doing things, everything from traveling and then going to bars, or you know, constantly being in restaurants, constantly going out to bars, constantly being around people that aren't that they don't live with, in you know, enclosed spaces, you know, no fucking masks, all this stuff, and then being like, gee, I wonder why you don't feel well, I wonder why you're sick, oh look, you've got COVID, sorry. Like I've lost so much respect for people this year, and that really bothers me. Like
I would say that excludes the people that have to work, the essentials.
But that's different though. Like that's a job. That's, you know what I mean? Like that's, you have to do that. There's other things that people have been doing that put themselves and others at risk for no reason, just because they were being selfish, you know? Speaking of being selfish, hey, New Year's Eve is tomorrow. So here's some things that you can do to not be a selfish twat. Stay the fuck home. Period.
Period.
Don't be,
you can put the T on it.
Period. Don't be a fucking hypocrite. Like I've seen posts recently that were like, you, everybody needs to stay home. I'm like, bitch, you were literally just at a bar. You were just performing. You were just at a restaurant. You want me to pull up the receipts? You posted pictures. You posted the flyer. You posted pictures of you in the dressing room. Like, don't be a fucking hypocrite. Stay home. Stay the fuck home. There is no reason. Like, no. And I don't care if you say a bar is following whatever mask mandate. There's pictures being posted that prove otherwise. And, like, there's people that are showing up at bars and they're like, oh, no, these people are in my group. Yeah, they're in your group. You met them outside. You don't live together. Oops. Some of you may have been traveling and now you're in this bar together. Like that's not your bubble. That's not how that works, but whatever.
I did see that somebody wrote a nice little hefty Facebook message that said, whoever invited me to this event, please take me off the list, or something they said. But they said that there were over 300 people signed up that said they were going to this event.
Oh, I believe it. People are still having parties, and I'm like, you're a dumb fuck.
I'm like, oh,
I'm kind of over being nice about it. Like, before it was like, okay, guys, look, you know, really, let's not be, you know, let's be good people. Let's not, and now I'm like, you know what? No, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm done being nice about it. No. Don't set off fireworks in residential areas. If you do, you're an inconsiderate asshole. There was on Christmas and the day after Christmas, and I think possibly the day after that as well, there's a house that is right behind my partner's house that we're setting off like big aerial fireworks, which is illegal in residential areas here, by the way. Mm-hmm. And my dog spent all of Christmas drugged, like heavily drugged. Like, we really, like, I don't know how many Benadryl we ended up giving him. We gave him a lot of fucking Benadryl. He was shaking and freaking out for hours because of the That's to say nothing of the people that may be veterans that have PTSD, that have experienced gun violence, because there's times, especially in my neighborhood, when I'm like, I don't know if that's a firework or a gunshot. Like, and I saw somebody say, well, you know, it's, people need to be able to celebrate. No, that's just being a selfish twat, basically, because there's literally no reason for you to be setting off massive fireworks in a residential area. Like,
what about the little ones? The ones you like play with, like, in your driveway?
Poppers? Like, those aren't really all that bad. Like, those are, you know, like, they're, it's the little things, you know. It's like the big bangs, the big aerial ones, all the ones that are supposed to be technically illegal in residential areas here anyway. But like, if you're seriously saying, well, my right to set off fireworks is more important than, you know, a veteran's mental health or your dog, you know, having a freak out session, like, you're an asshole. Like, you really are. You're an asshole. And I hope that you never have to experience like PTSD or anything like that, because you know what? You're a fucking asshole. And of course,
Shannon says that that's my dog's every year on New Year's Eve and on the 4th. I hate it.
It's fucking awful. It's awful. And of course, this is, you know, this should go without saying, don't drink and drive. But you know what? That shouldn't be too hard if you stay the fuck home. If you stay home, you don't have to worry about drinking and driving. Stay the fuck home. Then you don't have to worry about drinking and driving. So don't drink and drive. Asshole.
I'm sorry that it says Facebook drive. User. I don't know why it's doing that. That's fine.
Oh, see? Even D's like, there's fireworks happening tonight. Like,
there is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I don't think people, I am blown away by just the
audacity,
the selfishness this year, just the fucking selfishness, whether it's people doing dumb shit and either spreading or catching COVID because you're doing dumb shit, and then, you know, saying, oh, it's not that bad, I'm gonna go back out. Like, I'm fine now, I'm gonna go back out. I'm like, you're
So I will say that I am going out on New Year's Eve, but listen to me, I'm not leaving my car because we're going we're doing the light thing where you drive through. Oh, it,
we did that Monday night.
Yeah, so I'm not leaving the car,
right?
Or the people that come up to the car just better. Here's my, and then go on about your business. But
Brita, just teach her to use it appropriately. That's all that matters.
Tell her that that it's okay to use it only in times of need.
Right. It's just use it appropriately and in the correct context.
So my mom used to say, don't say it around me. And I took that like literally the way. But you know, so be careful how you say it to her, because that may come off.
Right. All right, let's see. Take a closer look at current events. Politics. Ooh,
let's do it. Oh, see? Oh, you know. Oh, I was
Tambrika, I'm this. Here for any and all parenting advice that you may need. Ask my partner's kids. They love me.
You done with both of us? Why? My kids are okay. Kinda.
All right, so politics. We have Moscow Mitch shut down the stimulus increase. Are we surprised? I don't think so. He really wants to trade it for a bill that will make it impossible for social media platforms to take things down like fake news.
Oh, because that's what we should be spending money on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I watched the whole vote. What is it? The House? Mm-hmm. House?
There was the House and then the Senate.
So...
The House approved it, Senate not so much.
And that went pretty quickly, considering it usually takes like 12 to 14 hours to get something voted on. So that went pretty quickly. And then the next day, it was so torturous watching that, because Mitch gets up there and does this whole spiel. And if you look it up on YouTube and just listen to what he's saying, he says things in a circle to confuse people. And this is very manipulative to the American people. Yep. So this is why it's important that if you know somebody in Georgia, that they need to vote blue. They need
come
to
on.
Vote.
Man, come on, Georgia, with those runoffs.
Because we need the support. We need the people's voice being heard. And I don't usually play the party card thing, whatever. This was like the first election that I registered as a Democrat. So this is really important, because we're going through a weird radicalization of people that are ignorant, very ignorant, naive in some cases, and very racist.
Oh, yeah.
Very racist. So Mitch knows, because in the last stimulus, the people that needed it the most and that were out of jobs and that were misplaced from their homes were Black and brown people. And so what does that tell you? That tells you that he himself, who is making about $200,000 a year, doesn't care that you are out of a job, that you are taking on more groceries because maybe you had somebody else move in with you because they were home, but he doesn't care about you, and neither do the people that voted against it. So I need you to, I know we rallied for the major election, but I really need people to be behind Georgia. And if you know somebody that is in Georgia, I know that a couple of our Arizona siblings have gone over to Georgia to walk the streets and canvass the streets and tell people you need to vote, you need to be in this.
So I don't know if everybody understands what's happening in Georgia right now. So right now in Georgia, they are having runoff elections for their two Senate seats. If they go to the Republicans, nothing changes. The Republicans still control the Senate. If, however, the two Senate seats in Georgia the end of this election in January, if they are Democratic, what that does is it makes it an even split in the Senate, 50-50, which mm-hmm. then leaves Harris, Vice President Harris, as the tiebreaker, which means that the Democrats have control of the Senate and the House. And that's what we need. So that's why everybody needs to reach out to their friends in Georgia, make sure that they are reaching out to their friends. Like, Georgia needs to vote blue on this. Like, they really need to vote blue on this, because if they don't, we're going to be fucked hardcore again.
And it won't be, oh, well, Trump has left office, now it'll be fine.
No, it won't.
Because what will happen is everything, like if Joe Biden says, oh, we want this and we want this package to pass, and it's beneficial to the public.
Right.
When I say the public, I mean more of like those that are not in the high percentile.
Yeah.
Yeah, the working class. But I just picture that going so wrong, and then people saying, well, look at what Joe did. Joe didn't do anything.
Right. Well, no, y'all. You have fucking Moscow Mitch cock blocking. So that's why this needs to happen hardcore. Mm-hmm.
So make it happen.
Let's see what else have we got. So in Nashville on Christmas Day, there was a suicide bomber, which...
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And of course, if you look at all the news headlines, not one single one calls him a terrorist, which is exactly what he was.
Nobody else says that this was a white man. It doesn't say white man blows up self.
If you look at all the things, it was all like the quiet life and the big ending. No, motherfucker was a terrorist. He was also a Trump supporter, which you notice Trump isn't saying a goddamn thing about anything because, you know, yeah.
He's on vacation in Florida. What are you talking about?
There was also a mass shooting in Illinois. Again, of course, not a terrorist. Everything keeps calling him an Army Green Beret, which he may have been, but he was still a fucking terrorist. He was taken into custody, not killed. He wasn't shot at. In fact, not one officer fired their weapon when they entered the bowling alley. Six people had already been shot. Three had been killed. Three had been wounded. But they didn't even.
There's a video.
Nothing. They just were like, hey.
I'm not going to play the video on here, but there is a video.
Yeah.
They're like basically gently asking him.
Yeah.
You know, this is going on.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, let's say, what is the young man's name? Andre Maurice Hill was shot and killed unarmed coming out of his garage. After being, you know, hunkering down in his house, but was unarmed and shot. And nobody's saying anything about that either. So I'm going to kind of need everybody to get their lives together after a while because I'm about to be mad.
There were two police shootings in Phoenix over the last couple days. Both of them were actually on 27th Avenue. One of them was 27th Avenue in Glendale. One of them was 27th Avenue in Indian School. What the fuck is happening on 27th Avenue? The fuck, y'all? In one of them, the cops were called to a domestic issue. The man said he had a gun. He didn't show a gun. He pointed his hands at the cops like guns. His hands. Okay? His hands. He did finger guns. Cops opened fire. No gun recovered at the scene. Shocker. In the other one, a woman pointed a gun at the cops, who then shot and killed her. What I found interesting was that there was no mention of race for the victim.
And either.
Either one. They're not talking about the victims, which makes me curious because... Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into that. I didn't look either because...
I tried, and they're not. There's been nothing that's been that said anything about the victim's race, which I think is interesting. It either means that they weren't a person of color, or they were a person of color, and they don't want to say that they were black because that's just gonna really light shit up.
Also, so. Yes, you're right, because a lot of police stations, including Phoenix, have asked the media not to include the race of the suspect or victims because of the, what are they trying to do? They're trying to protect themselves. You remember that one that didn't release it right away? They just were like, oh, wait, well, we don't want the backfire. Okay, well, cool. We're all a little bit investigative and we're in our houses doing nothing. We are going to find out.
Right.
So just tell us. Just tell us.
We'll find out eventually anyway. It's like...
I mean, it makes me want to go look. 27 reduces to 9 is ending. Am I missing something?
I think it has to do with numbers.
What's that mean? I don't know what that means. What is 27 reduces 9 ending?
I don't know. On the COVID news.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We're losing space in the fucking hospitals.
We have vaccines that are starting to roll out to the healthcare workers. That's fantastic. And at least here in Arizona, folks that are 75 plus are slated for the next round. So that's a good thing as well.
There are some older people that are not getting it. And I did see on the news that a man was very disappointed that he didn't get his vaccine. So I'm not sure what the criteria is, but we need a little better definition on who is getting what and how, because there's starting to be this population of people that are in the high risk group that are starting to become disappointed because they're like, oh, you dangled the carrot in front of us. Here it is. And then now.
I mean, okay. I'm that surprised considering.
Yeah, anyway. Let's see. Back to what I was saying, too. So hospitals are at capacity in most cases, running out of ICU beds. Hospitals have rerouted patients because that shit is full.
I actually have a friend who had to go in for something that wasn't COVID related. Like she had to go to the hospital and basically end up sitting in what was essentially a tent waiting for a bed. And that could take anywhere between 14 and 30 hours. Mm-hmm. And like what she went in for wasn't something that was minor. Like it was a pretty significant thing, but everything's fucking full. So literally sitting around waiting in like a trailer anywhere between 14 and 30 hours before they could actually admit her. Like what the fuck? But
yeah,
it's a hoax, right? Speaking of hoaxes, hey, guess what? Arizona, we have officially passed the 500,000 mark. We are halfway to a million there, folks. As of today, we have 512,489 cases. Yes. 8,718 deaths. And currently, we are at a 27% positivity rate. But still, we're not going to close anything down. We're going to keep our schools open. Keep the retail open because who the fuck cares? Keep the restaurants open because who the fuck cares? Keep the bars open because that's working real well for people. Because I see, I don't know how many fucking drag people saying, I mean, God, I'm COVID positive. Yeah, bitch, well, you were at the fucking bar. So what?
sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I saw your comment on either you commented on ABC 15 or... the comments that are under there.
Oh, I do. It's just the ignorance, like, kill me. I'm like, oh wow, y'all are fucking stupid, but that's cool.
I'm like, oh. So you rather people jobs and not be employed and lose their houses? I'm like, they're already doing that. Are we on the wrong side?
Or they're dead.
What's going on?
Or they're dead. We have almost 9,000 people dead.
I'm like, okay, well, come on.
I would rather try to figure out, like, you know, how to navigate a job than being dead. But, you know, what the fuck?
As an entrepreneur or a side hustle entrepreneur, I find it really hard to believe that people are being this is the narrowness that is happening. When the Spanish flu hit is when we hit our biggest boom in entrepreneurship.
Yep.
When we started creating new ways for automobiles to work, when we created new things for skin treatments, when we created new things for our children to live better, when we created vaccines that our children needed, these were the times when people got really innovative. Listening to me? Really innovative and broke down what wasn't working for them. If they lived in a house, in a shack, wherever, they said, oh, this is a problem that I have. My son keeps breaking out with this rash. Let me get something for it. I mean.
And seriously, these are all the historical facts. It's very easy to look this shit up. Like,
so when I hear people say, we're going to lose jobs. No, we've created the culture, the environment that we want to live in as a 9-to-5 stamp. And that 9-to-5 stamp has been taken away from most people. We need to create, in a world where there's the internet, there is no excuse for people not to jump on something to create an income for themselves.
Yep.
And I take my soapbox away. Just, I mean, you can finally see us. Where were we?
I don't know. Everybody else was fine, so I don't know what the, but yeah, like I said, I tried so hard to give people the benefit of the doubt this year. And my ex always used to say, and this was something that we would kind of not argue about, but something that we had a difference of opinion about. And she would always say that she believed that if given the opportunity, people will always do the right thing if they were given a choice. I think that this year has proven that that's a bunch of bullshit. The fact that none of this is under control, the fact that in one of the most developed countries, one of the richest countries in the world, we have dropped the ball so badly on this, that we have so many people dead, so many people sick, that, and people that are still like, whatever, it's a hoax, fake news, blah blah blah. The fact that people still refuse to wear a fucking mask, the fact that people are still having massive fucking parties, people are still doing things that are completely irresponsible, just goes to show that if given the opportunity, no, most people will not do the right thing, because you just have to look at what's happening. And we
saw it ourselves.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Like, right here in our own community, even. Like, we've seen it.
Like, but some people didn't take this seriously until it hit home.
Yep.
And we mean that as in, like, as of today.
Yeah.
Some people really didn't take it. I mean, they took it seriously, but not as seriously as they could have.
Well, they took it seriously while going to shows, while performing in bars, while hanging out with people in bars and going to eat in restaurants and all the shit that are really high risk. And then all of a sudden it hits home, literally, and they're like, everybody needs to stay the fuck home. Okay, well,
I mean, and yeah, we did perform as well, but it was very carefully, and it was only once. And I don't know how many times I use hand sanitizer a day, but that was frequently out during the gig too. So, and I got myself tested shortly thereafter. Right. So there was it has been scientifically proven that when people were doing the Black Lives Matter, protest, that, when they did contact tracing, that there weren't many cases from the protest. And most of those, when you look at a lot of them, I can go to any of them, excuse me. I did what I could do from here, because I, from the gate, I was at high risk, so I couldn't do anything. But when you saw the people at the Black Lives Matter protest, you saw everybody covered up.
Yep.
And even if they were talking to the news, they took it off real quick, maybe. Right. But most of them kept the mask on.
Unlike the, like, the, you know, Trump protests and shit where nobody was wearing a fucking mask.
So that, there's a difference where people are being considerate of each other and not spreading things. I can get on board.
Cassandra, I have friends who work in the hospitals here. And like, I've heard stories of people that were literally dying. And with their very last breath, they're like, it's a hoax. It's not real. While they're literally dying, like, they have died, their very last words were, this isn't real.
Let your soul move on, then.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh my goodness.
And like, it's really unfortunate, because this year has really, opened my eyes in terms of how people are with things like this, because it's like, we see you being irresponsible with this. So does that mean you're going to be irresponsible when it comes to things like STIs? Does it mean like you're being, you know what I mean? Cause it's a similar concept. We already talked about this, and you're so reckless with your life and other people's lives, and so inconsiderate and so irresponsible and so selfish. These are people that I have no desire to work with. I have no desire to be around, because they've already proven that they have nobody's interest but their own in mind. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really unfortunate. It really is. Like, I had hoped for better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know. Anywho, let's hope that 2021 is just better. Biden,
I do want to say that 2021, please do not post new year, new me. Don't post that, and don't post new year, this is going to be so much better than 2020, because we don't.
Just don't even.
I want to say, I saw this on TikTok, and I'll post on Facebook later, but don't touch nothing.
Mm-mm.
It's gonna be like your mom when you walked into the grocery store. Don't touch nothing. Don't look at nothing. Nope. Don't take nothing off the shelf. Just leave it as it is, and let's go walking through 2021 without any of all this hot mess. Because, oh my God.
Like, the people that just think that all of a sudden 2021 is gonna hit and it's gonna be like a magic wand and everything's gonna be better. That's not how this works.
Yeah, they truly don't, Shambrika. They don't.
They don't. They don't give a shit. And they really, I mean, when I say the only people, like, the only life they care about is themselves, and it has nothing to do with their own health. It just has to do with, I want to go out, so I'm going to go out. Like, they don't care about their own health. They just care about what they want to do at that time. And that's, I want to go to a fucking drag show. Great. Well, go then. Like, yeah, I'm hoping to see some big changes and some, you know, some things that will happen after the 20th, because I'm really hoping that Biden hits the ground running and just jumps into shit and really starts knuckling down on some of this, because it's the only way anything's gonna be able to get under control.
Hi, Gabe. I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, hey.
I'm staying my ass at home until all of this is gone, and I don't want to get new COVID variant. Yep. Yes, and that's what people are forgetting, is that we could go on for days.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what you came for. I mean, we could sit here all day and bitch and moan.
There's so much. But you know what? 2020 has been a doozy, and I'm glad that we've still been able to do what we do. It hasn't been the same. We haven't been able to do it in person, which is so weird. Like, it's weird not to do this in person. Like, that's what we do. Like, that's, you know,
but yes. And even in the beginning, when we were doing it in person, I wasn't going anywhere, and little to no
time in person before everything shut down. We had one.
Well, that's, I think we did two, but still. Oh, I was still recovering. I could not go anywhere. So, y'all have been very patient and very supportive. That's all I can say. From the bottom of my heart, I just can't. I too suffered a little bit because my additional income depleted. Because I know y'all see us at these shows and think, oh, that's cute. But for me, I'm very fiscally ahead most of the time. And so when my bubble is gone, it's kind of hard to say yes to things. It's kind of hard to say, oh, okay, I'll get that or I'll buy that costume. Right. 'Cause that was my plan in the beginning of all this pandemic, was to get new costumes and, you know, just do all that jazz. But I have done little of that.
Yeah, it's been rough, you know, and Lord knows virtual drag don't pay shit, which is kind of the time that goes into the videos and the editing.
I mean, we spent more time doing the videos. I spent way more time singing to myself in a room by myself,
right,
and editing it. And getting tired of looking at myself.
But, you know, I absolutely appreciate, you know, the folks that stayed with us and watched. And, you know, at the beginning, we're kind of like, you know, please don't go anywhere. You know, so for like that 6 months when we just kept going because people kept asking us, you know, are you guys just going to stay on? Are you know, and, you know, asked us to stay and not take our usual break during the summer. So we just stayed on because it seemed like what people needed. And we appreciate that. And we appreciate you. And, you know, you guys didn't have to stick with us this year. Lord knows there's been enough virtual shit. I wouldn't be surprised if people were like, oh my God, another fucking virtual show. Like,
so the new normal is not a thing. I'm going to try to explain this. I explained this earlier today. We have gotten so used to things being handed to us and being convenient. I'm not saying that it's a privilege or a class status. I'm saying that we have gotten to a point in our society where everything is instant, to a T, to a button. We get it. We understand it. We were moving so fast. We were doing things so fast. We stopped. And now we're at a point where it can be either revolutionary and evolutionary, or it can be detrimental and kill us all. That's what I mean by like earlier, like the entrepreneurial part. Mm-hmm. We either need to come out stronger. We need to discover new things. We need to be better people. I went on like a self-awareness journey, and I don't know that many people are doing that. I think that many people are getting lost in what they had.
Yeah, there's not a lot of self-reflection going on, I think.
But I what holds us back is from thinking about what it was, right, instead of figuring out how to get to where we need to go for the next step. Virtual events are going to continue to happen when people keep saying, oh, well, we don't need to do that when things get back to normal. But then you create this anxiety in your head.
Right.
And when are things going to get back to normal?
And I don't think people understand that normal isn't going to be what you think it is. Like, having a vaccine doesn't mean that everything's like, you get the vaccine and hey, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Like, that's not how that works. And
because some of the health codes have already changed, and some restaurants and some, you guys just think I just sit here and put on dabs of makeup and that's it. Especially when I was having anxiety against COVID-19. Oh my God. I was reading things for days. Health codes are going to change. How many people can be in a restaurant is going to change. Where you can sit is going to change. The way people look at people having illnesses may change, because there are people that are affected mentally from being in their house and people hearing coughs and being set off already.
Oh God, I'm like, I sneeze. First thing I do is try to eat something to see if I taste it. Like, it's like, like, you know, I had a tickle in my throat and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I got this. Like, it's crazy. But I also know that going forward, and it's going to, you know, all of this is going to make you look at people differently too.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know, it's.
There is no such thing as normal. We have to adapt. You're right, Marissa. And Mimi, I wasn't coming after you. I'm just saying, because I read the Wall Street Journal, and they're at least once a day. There's the quotations "new normal," and I'm like, God,
I'm glad that people stopped using the term "unprecedented," because this is precedented. We have done this before, you idiots. This is not unprecedented. It like using that word, and I don't think you know what it means because, hey, guess what? We've had pandemics before, you dumbasses. So, no, this is not unprecedented. This is very much precedented.
But, and hypochondria is real and rampant. Yes, you're right.
I swear to mm-hmm. God, one sniffle and I'm like.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we are over time.
Oh, we don't get paid double.
If anybody would like to sponsor us for anything, I still need a new laptop because, you know, virtual thing is going to keep happening. I need a new laptop that's better at video editing because these poor things are like.
So I use this laptop because Old Faithful passed out and does not want to connect to the internet.
We're dying. Please buy us laptops.
If anything, I wouldn't mind somebody. I'm looking for somebody that won't charge me an arm and a leg for hardwiring my house through the ceiling because I don't want wires running through on the floor because we have a little one. Mm. And plus, I'm clumsy as hell. And when we had when we lived at the other house, it went through my bedroom because the modem was in the bedroom and into the drag room. So, and I tripped on that a lot. So, if you can hardwire through the ceiling and back down into my office, that'd be just wonderful. But if you want to sponsor us, yes, yes, yes.
Right. All right, y'all. You know what? Thank you again for sticking with us this year. I hope everybody please stay safe. Stay home tomorrow. Don't do anything stupid. And if you do, I will probably call you out for it if I see it. Just saying. And yeah, I hope
everybody good night.
Has a fabulous new year.
Yay! Happy New Year. Is it going to play? No.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi.